Rochelle Gilman is the Director of Health and Nutrition and a registered dietitian with the Iowa Beef Industry Council. So, Rochelle, June is Steak Month, and nothing suits us better. I don't imagine savory steak is unbeatable. But not always do we get it done the way we should, I suppose. What are some tips that might help us really enjoy that great cut of beef?
Well, the one thing I would say is watch the temperature of your grill. So medium heat is what we like to recommend. And kind of a good test is to place your hand about 4 inches above the heat source. And if you can hold it there for about 4 seconds before the heat requires you to move it, you're at that medium heat. So place your hand there above the heat. If you can hold it there about 4 seconds and then want to move it, you know that your grill temperature is about perfect at that medium heat. The other thing with temperature I would say is that to have that best eating experience with that steak is to cook your steak to the correct internal temperature. And the best way you can do that is to use a meat thermometer. And keep in mind that internal temperature will continue to rise after you remove the steak. So if you like to have your steak at medium doneness, which is around 160 degrees, you're going to want to remove that about 5 to 10 degrees, you know, like around 150 degrees, and then let it rest. Cover it, let it rest, and then slice your steak. And it will continue to cook and get to that desired doneness. So that's one way to not overcook that steak and to get it to that ideal temperature that you enjoy eating your steak.
And then a lot of people will slice their steak before serving, even after they've let it rest. So you do it to what, on the bias? Or?
Yeah, cut against the grain, yep. So, you know, look for the direction that those muscle fibers are running and cut against the grain. And that also is a great tip and way to ensure that really nice, tender eating experience.
And occasionally people put a compound butter. Or do you have any suggestions what a compound butter what compound butter would be good on a steak? Probably all of them, right?
Oh, they were all good. Well, first I would say we've got great-tasting, high-quality steaks and beef that our beef farmers are working so hard to produce. But, you know, to dress it up a little bit, those compound butters with a little bit of garlic, I think, and some parsley, maybe a little bit of salt and some cracked pepper. You know, you mix that all up and you just place that in your butter and then you put it on top a little bit on your steak, really gives it a great flavor.
Plus, that beef is great tasting and nutritious. What a way to get your protein.
Absolutely. You know, that 3 ounces of cooked beef, that's about the size of your palm of your hand or deck of cards. That 3 ounces gives you about 25 grams of your daily value for protein. And protein is such a satisfying nutrient. You know, helps to keep you full longer, keeps you satisfied. So it's a win-win. You get to enjoy eating this really great-tasting, high-quality product that's also good for you.
Well, Rochelle, thanks so much for your time and your knowledge. You really put this so I can understand it, and we'll have great steak in June and all summer long.
Well, enjoy your steaks.
All right. Thanks a lot.